Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, the Mill Road Winter Fair is back. On the 3rd of December 2022, it will be transformed once more into a celebration of local community, talent and experience, and brings with it the only road closure we can all agree on. Kate Collins is chair of the Winter Fair, and she joins me on the line now. Morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Hello. Nice to see you.
It must be great to be back. This is two years now we've been out without the Winter Fair.
Yes, I know. It is fantastic to be back, and we're really looking forward to putting on the show again this year.
I guess a lot of events were sort of ran things over for plans from one year to the next. Did you start that, or did you sort of go again from the beginning, as it were?
It's some of it is a repeat of previous. So a lot of the old favourites are back, the fire engine pull, the parade, of course. But we are trying all the time to keep renewing the offer, if you like. And this year we've got films in the Covent Garden Drama Centre from ARU. We've got yoga for the first time, and we've got some different. We've got storytellers coming in, and different performers, of course, coming through the fair than previous years. But it's all about whoever's on the fair committee and who we meet and who we come to partner with. So it does change each year.
It does have a very much a family feel to it as well. You walk through, we're at our little place outside what was once Tesco's, and you're just seeing people of all ages wandering by. And I don't know, I can't think of any other event in Cambridge, even the Folk Festival, where you get such a cross-section of different people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's its biggest appeal, isn't it? It's a real community event. And because the road is closed, I think it makes it accessible for everybody. You know, you can come if you're a baby in a child carrier or buggy, or if you're in a wheelchair. It really does make it accessible.
And there's absolutely so many people coming. There's possibly no room for cars anyway. So that's, I joked
hope
about
not.
Precisely. I joked about it at the beginning, but it is the one road closure that everybody can agree on, because everybody's having a great time, and the shopkeepers are coming out and, I guess, giving us a sampling, if you like, of their wares in many cases, and giving people a taste of businesses which actually they wouldn't necessarily always go into.
Absolutely. I mean, this is all about showcasing our wonderful Mill Road, and as you say, the shops have an opportunity to turn themselves inside out, as I often think of it, and showcase their wares. So yeah, I think people should come and see what we have. In fact, Mill Road is, like all retail areas, if you call it that, although I think it's much more than just that, but it is, it's constantly renewing itself, and I think people will find some new shops and some new businesses and new cafes. Everything is on offer.
It's very strange. I used to work many years ago when I lived in London. I used to work at what I refer to as the wrong end of the King's Road. And you see parallels between King's Road and Mill Road, simply because every time you walk up and down, there's a couple of new shops. You see something new that you haven't seen before. Sometimes, obviously, that means that somebody's left. But it does give, as you say, this opportunity for renewal, to see something fresh. And it just makes for a wonderful
And it's
road.
Independent, isn't it?
I no, think abso- that's absolutely.
The, well,
that's
most also of it what is. Most it. Of it's independent.
Yes, give or take 27 co-ops and a couple of Sainsbury's or something similar. You mentioned the committee a little earlier on, and I guess people need to be reminded that the Winter Fair is run by volunteers, and you kind of need people to make sure things work on the day.
That's right. So what I really would love to do today is do a call out for volunteer road stewards for the day. Each year we can only really run the fair if we have enough stewards to make sure that it's safe. And so we ask people to sign up for a 2-hour stint That's all. And we provide all the kit, all the briefing, and you get to come to a fabulous volunteers after party. So you get to meet people and see if you'd like to get more involved.
I never knew about this. There's an after party. Where do you hold? You probably better not say, actually, in case we turn up.
Oh, there's an after party. I won't tell you where it is because only those wonderful volunteers who come along get to go. But yeah, it's in a local pub on the day after the fair.
Sounds great.
We do it each year.
If somebody,
this is all anybody who volunteers gets opportunities to meet other people. It is the best way to meet people, and not only people on the committee and other volunteers, but also to get to know the shopkeepers and everything that's going on. Because if you get involved with the fair, you get to meet everybody who's running the local charities, the shops, the different partners that we have. And so it's a great way to get embedded in the local community. And we're looking for people, particularly now, to volunteer to be stewards on the day. But we're also always on the lookout for people who can get even more involved and help the committee throughout the year.
Yeah, it is a year-long event, really. You think of it as the one day, but in terms of the preparation and
the
organisation...
Well, we have Morrow Fringe now.
I was going to mention that. Have you got anything... surely you haven't got anything up and running on the Mill Road Fringe between now and the day itself.
No, you're right. We've the people involved in the fringe tend to be involved in the fair as well. So inevitably, we've stopped the fringe for now. But we have had some good events this year, and we hope to do even more next year with the fringe.
Oh, that's good. I'm pleased you're carrying that on, because that was one of these things of, I guess, trying to keep the spirit of the Mill Road Winter Fair going during that COVID thing. And it's just great that it's been able to continue.
Yeah, no, the fringe is really important to us. It's about, I feel that the fringe is what keeps the fair alive, because it's about nurturing creativity throughout the year. So we've run a film event and a poetry event this year, which were incredibly successful. So we will definitely try to do those again, and possibly more of them. But we're looking for people to partner with who want to run, I don't know, community choir events or art festivals, anything like that, anything that involves inclusive community creativity, we will try to support if we can. And I hope that that then brings forward performers, and particularly young performers perhaps, who will get involved in the fair. Yeah. So it's, you know, it is a year-long activity that we hope will grow.
So if somebody's thinking, yeah, I really like the idea of wearing a day glow jacket and taking part in some of the stewarding, who do they need to get in touch with?
Okay, so if you would like to be a steward this year, please just go to the Mill Road Winter Fair website and look to click on how to volunteer, and there's a form that you need to fill in. It's very quick, very simple, and just gives us your contact details so that we know we've fulfilled all the GDPR stuff. And you can say on that whether you would like to just be a steward, whether you would like to deliver leaflets next year, or whether you would have some interest in being on the committee or helping in a specific way. So it's the simplest way to get involved.
That's great. I have to ask, how long have you lived in or around the Mill Road yourself?
Oh, I've been here since 2011.
Right.
I've been involved in the fair since about 2016, I think.
So. How did you end up in Cambridge? I always like to ask this question.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
How did you end up in Cambridge?
Oh, in Cambridge. Oh, well, I was here. I was at university originally, and so had contacts here. And I was running a business, or have been running a business that's based in East Anglia. So it was an easy comeback for me.
Interesting. Always interesting to find out different people's journeys. The university and getting stuck here is quite a popular answer, or returning after a while.
Yeah, it's come back, isn't it? But it's very different being part of the community to being in the university and seeing the other side. And I do think that over the gap between me being there and coming back now, there's much less town gown animosity. It's much more integrated than it used to be. And you know, you'll see at the fair there's lots of demonstrations of that interconnectivity. There's plenty of people coming from the university, including students. You know, for instance, Chaos, Cambridge Hands-On Science, is always there, and they're fantastic.
Oh, they're great. They're really good. Kate, well, thank you very much for joining. So Mill Road Winter Fair 3rd of December, first Saturday of the month. And obviously, yeah, do get in touch if with the team there if you want to volunteer for that. Kate, thank you very much for joining us this morning. See you on the 3rd.
That was
Kate Collins, who is chair of the Mill Road Winter Fair.
Cambridge 105 Radio.